Something for the weekend on Saturday. Happy New Year to you. The first show of the brand new year. It's Trina here and we're joined by Pat Dively. Morning, Pat. How are you?
Morning, Trina. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So a time of year where we're all trying to make changes and you've got a new book out that's going to be right up everyone's street called Fit Mind. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose my background for years was fitness. I worked in the fitness industry with a gym here in Galway and a big online fitness program. And when I came into the fitness industry in my early years, in my early 20s, I saw fitness as being about training and nutrition. And the more people I worked with, I suppose the wider my perspective became as to what true health was. And I started exploring sleep and stress and self-talk. And this book really is the culmination of 10 years of studying the mind and how the mind links to the body. So it's a book about mental and emotional fitness and sort of taking a very proactive approach to how we look after ourselves. So I recognized in physical fitness, we proactively do things for ourselves. But my own experience with mental health was that oftentimes I just hoped that I'd feel good. I wasn't doing things consistently. So this gives people an 8-week program of meditation, journaling, and self-inquiry practices.
Because I know you said that, you know, while you were training these people over the years, you could give John the exact same program as you give Mark, and yet they have completely different results. And a lot of that can be due to kind of their attitude towards it and how they're, like, one might come in going, I'm going to be brilliant at this. I'm going to succeed. And then the other one might kind of have doubt in their ability. And it's about your state of mind, isn't it?
Yeah, this was it. I think there's 168 hours in the week and I was seeing my clients for probably 3 hours and they're putting in lots of effort in those 3 hours in the gym. But then I thought, well, there's 165 hours where they're outside of the gym and it's what's happening there that's having an effect. So yeah, how we see ourselves, not just in fitness, but in all areas, has a huge impact. We tend to go out into the world and back up our existing beliefs. So if I'm someone who believes that he's not a very social person, I'll go into social environments and I'll stand back. Whereas if I can change that story, rewrite them, we can start to kind of, I suppose, rewrite the script to our lives. So how we see ourselves, I think, is everything, and how we speak to ourselves is everything. And this is all about recognizing, where did my stories come from? You know, if I grew up in a house where I heard my parents talking about, you know, how to be a good person, I will have probably taken that on and I'll live a similar life. So again, questioning and challenging any narratives that might not be our own and might be getting in the way.
And would you have found people, probably like myself, who would have said, oh, I was crap at sport in school, I couldn't do PE like everyone else could, they were brilliant at it. And then when you go on as an adult, then things like fitness and just being active, I suppose, you kind of see it as being a mountain to climb because you always felt like you were no use at that kind of the physical stuff.
Yeah, a big concept in the book is the idea that oftentimes we think that we're thinking, but really we're just remembering. So that's an example of it. My own experience, you know, fitness was something I enjoyed, but there was other aspects of my life where I struggled. And one of them would have been confidence. And so I became a public speaker a couple of years ago. And that was something so foreign to me. And I told myself, I'm not good at public speaking. I'm not good socially. But really, those were memories as opposed to thoughts. When I was in school, I was bullied. And so I would have taken on stories in my younger years, the same way someone else would have taken on a story that they weren't academic or they weren't good at sport. And we believe these stories and we tell ourselves the same thing repeatedly for days or weeks or months or years or even decades. So if you tell yourself you're not good at sport, you'll recognize all the times you drop the ball. If you think you are good at sport, you'll probably see something very different. So it's all perspective.
Yeah.
And then just, again, rewriting the script by seeing that every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity to start again.
Mm. And I guess this is not just about, you know, we spoke a lot about fitness and things there, but about, you know, in your everyday life, having the confidence to maybe go for that promotion and work or to stand up for yourself or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's very much about being honest about what you want and doing things for the right reasons. It's less about personal development and it's more about personal acceptance.
Was it hard for you then, Pat, when you mentioned there about how you always thought you were no use as public speaking? This is what you now do for a living. How do you make that jump?
There's a couple of things. I think when you want to do something new, you've got to see a reason for doing it. You know, so the person that struggles to be consistent with their fitness, in their mind, there's more pain associated with going to the gym than there is pleasure. If they can flip the script, and the way you would flip the script is to say, what's on the far side of me leaning into this change? So for me, when I look back 10 years ago, when I was given a chance to do public speaking, I suddenly had a reason. And the reason was I didn't want to go back to being broke again. I didn't want to go back to being quote unquote nobody again. I wanted to spread my message. I wanted to help people. There was lots of reasons to lean into the fear. So I think when you're afraid of something, you need to in the book, I talk about the fear wall. I say, if you imagine your fear being represented by a big wall, none of us would want to climb a wall unless there was something on the far side that was worthwhile. And so that's a big piece, I think, is, you know, what's on the far side of fear, or the thing that you don't want to do. Maybe fitness is a challenge. You might really think about all the different areas of life that could positively affect. So not only are you going to lose weight, you're going to feel more confident in yourself. That could, you know, support you in your work. That could support your relationships at home. So it's finding leverage, I think, is a big thing. So I was no good at public speaking because I've never done public speaking. So I set out and I did 100 free talks in a year. I got rid of the expectation. Some of us have crazy expectations on ourselves that we're supposed to be good at things that we've never done. And I just said, I'm just going to keep showing up and see what happens. That was it for me.
Yeah, and then it kind of becomes second nature to you, doesn't it? I'd say the first few times, did you have any disasters now the first few times? Were you a wreck?
I still have disasters, don't worry.
Well, Pat, thanks so much for joining us today. There's Pat Dively, author of the book Fit Mind. Are you still there? Are you still based in Galway there, Pat?
Yeah, still in Galway. Yeah, happy to be home by the sea. So cold weather at the moment.
Sure, look, it's gorgeous there. Wouldn't you take it? Yeah. Thanks so much, Pat. We'll talk to you really soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.